It's time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we get together with registered dietitian nutritionist Amber Boyens from ImmuNutrition here in Madison to talk about your health and your diet. And Amber, welcome to the airwaves again.
Thanks.
For another week.
Thanks for having me again.
Well, before we start with our topic today, we're celebrating a lot of stuff today.
It is. It's a big day.
It is a big day. Tell us what day this is in light of holidays.
Yeah, so it's National Diabetes Association Alert Day.
Okay.
It is National Triglycerides Day,
right,
which is everybody's favorite
day
to
celebrate every year.
Yeah. Don't forget to get your National Triglyceride card for your spouse today.
I think they have the cards over at Thrifty White.
Yeah. And ironically, also National Black Forest Cake Day.
And Everything on a Stick Day.
On a Stick Day. So it's kind of a fun combination of things, not necessarily things that go well together when we talk about diabetes awareness and lowering triglycerides. Black Forest cake.
Things on a stick.
Black Forest cake in particular would not be at the top of my list. Things, we can put some healthy things on a stick. We could make a kebab with some meat and veggies,
yep,
right?
Or that's right.
Something like that.
Like at the State Fair, they have a lot of healthy stuff on a stick.
So many. Yeah. Let's maybe skip the deep fried Twinkies today, yes, though. And
we won't mention you, the State Fair fanatic that has gone and sampled everything they've had all in one day.
I know. I haven't gotten there as much since I had kids and moved out here. It's not quite as easy as when we lived a few miles away. But this year, I'm getting back this year.
Okay.
Eating my stuff on a stick.
Got to get down there and see what's going on.
That's right.
That's right. All right. Well, let's talk about the subject at hand today. And you're going to talk about, everybody's talking about their diet all the time and taking things out of their,
yes,
diet and concentrating on removing things from their diet. But you're going to talk about adding,
absolutely,
things to your diet to,
yes,
make it more a more pleasant experience.
Yes. Every time I talk with somebody who either was told they have high triglycerides or was recently diagnosed with diabetes or has any kind of a new health diagnosis, they list off all the things that they're not eating anymore. I can't have this. I can't have that. I quit all sugar, which you probably didn't, if we really talk about what sugar is. I quit gluten, I quit dairy, I quit whatever it might be. And oftentimes they say it in this kind of mournful way because they're feeling like they're giving up things that they really enjoy. So when I work with people, one of my favorite things to do is kind of use the law of addition versus the law of subtraction. So when we think about adding things into the diet instead of subtracting things from the diet, eventually, if we add enough of the right things, we just kind of push those less healthy things out of the way. So by forming those healthy habits, the less healthy habits kind of fall by the wayside. So today I thought I could give people a few things that you could work on adding into your diet, not all at once, but maybe pick one that feels a little bit manageable.
Hobo taco.
Was not on my list.
Okay, we'll skip that one.
No, we'll skip that one for today. We'll do a whole Hobo Taco Tuesday,
right,
sometime.
Darn.
But what can we add? Like, even if you were to have a Hobo Taco, what can we add to that meal to make it more nourishing? What can we do to make it a more nourishing meal? Hopefully that's not your snack, so we'll call that a meal. One thing that we can work on adding right out the gate, which a lot of people don't get enough of, is water. So when we think about diabetes, when we think about triglycerides, getting rid of excess added sugar is super important. But if we just start by trying to pull out all of our excess added sugar, people start to feel really deprived. So instead, I like to start getting rid of those liquid added sugars by doing things like, you know, setting a goal of having a whole thing of water before drinking your sugary coffee for the day. Or maybe you have water before you have another pop during the day. So by increasing that water intake, we're kind of pushing out some of the sugary beverages that you might have during the day instead. Now, coffee itself is not sugary. Lattes, creamers, those are the kinds of things that start to add the sugar in. Now, if you're increasing water, I do discourage people from adding a lot of the add-ins that you can do because they have some not so great stuff in them sometimes too. But putting like fruit in it, cucumbers and mint, ginger, one of my options that I do not mind as much is a brand called True Lemon, which you can get here in town and you can get in Montevideo and you can get in most of the surrounding communities. It's a powder that you add in. The regular old true lemon is just crystallized lemon. That's all it is. Some of the other flavors will have a little stevia and sugar added, but less than most. And then certainly hint, water, LaCroix, bubbly. Those are all just essence of flavors added too, so those certainly count. So trying to set a goal of getting a little bit more water is going to cut back on sugar. Added sugars are going to be one of the things that drive triglycerides up the most and one of the things that drive blood sugars up the most. So anything we can do to pull back on those added sugars. The other thing we can do is pair foods, especially those sugars or carbs, with healthy fat. So if you're having a serving of chips instead of, and you don't want to get rid of it, if you're okay getting rid of it, go ahead and get rid of it and choose something more nourishing. But if you don't want to get rid of it, cut back on how many chips you're having and add in a healthy fat like guacamole or olives or hummus if you like it, anything like that. Or add a handful of nuts and seeds instead of having just chocolate during the afternoon. Make a little mix of chocolate and sunflower seeds or almonds or
chickpeas
walnuts.
Maybe in there.
Chickpeas are a wonderful one. Yeah. Absolutely. It's going to give you fiber and protein, which are the other two things to add. So anytime we can add some of those good whole foods, we can make a big difference in triglycerides and a big difference in blood sugars. Just same thing. If you have a fruit as a snack, fruit is sugar. It might come with some fiber. It's absolutely coming with nutrients, but it's sugar. So if we can add something like cheese or olives or nuts or seeds or apple and peanut butter, something like that to it to give it that fat and or fiber and or protein, that's going to do a lot to help decrease the impact that it's having on our triglycerides and on our blood sugars. So healthy fat, especially if we can get things that are rich in omega-3s and omega-6, and on the back of a nutrition facts label, you can see that by it being labeled as unsaturated fat, or you take the total fat minus the saturated fat, and that's about how much unsaturated fat you're getting. So adding those good healthy fats in can make a huge difference. And then, like I said, fiber and protein. Chickpeas are a wonderful fiber and protein. Roast them, add some seasoning to them. Great snack during the day. In an ideal world, we talked about this a little last week, we get at least 30 grams of fiber in a day. Now, what does that look like? People frequently will ask. And we get fiber from whole grains. We get fiber especially from non-starchy vegetables. We get fiber from nuts and seeds. If you're incorporating those things every time you have a meal or a snack, you're probably going to get enough fiber. But you can certainly keep track on your phone or on your computer or on a sheet of paper for a day or two to just kind of see where you're at with fiber intake. I don't usually recommend food journaling long term, but in the short term, when you're trying to see if you're getting that average fiber intake of 10 to 15 grams or that ideal fiber intake of 30 plus grams, keeping track of your food can be a healthy short-term tool.
Yeah, I don't want to write too much of it down because your mother might see it.
You know, and that's the thing about food journaling is it brings up guilt.
And for those who maybe have just tuned in and don't know us, we are father and daughter.
We are. So,
you know.
Yes.
We're talking about your mother.
That's right.
Being Deb.
Yes. Yes. And
The RN, the other one I got to watch out
for. The RN. But I think you can speak to the fact that I don't comment on your food very often, right?
Yes.
Unless you ask. Or unless you try to tell me something's a superfood.
Yes, which I try to pass off just about everything as a superfood.
You do, and it's often not. Yeah.
All right. Rob, you have a lot of good advice.
Thank you.
I do appreciate it. So,
yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And, you know, for 71, I'm pretty good shape.
You're doing pretty good.
Not too bad. So I'm still working anyway. All right. We'll hopefully you'll keep that going for a couple more years.
That's right.
Well, Amber, if anybody has any questions for you or wants to talk nutrition with Immune Nutrition, how do they find you?
Yep, you can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com or at Immune Nutrition on Facebook or right here in town or at the clinic.
That's right. Or come on over to the radio station.
That's right.
We'll tell them how to find you.
Absolutely.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Amber.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Amber Boyens with another Taco Tuesday here on Q92. Thanks for tuning in.